I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 9th. Quincy public school officials say they are preparing for full-time in-person learning for the upcoming school year. In a letter on the school's website from Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, officials say as it stands right now, face coverings will be recommended and encouraged, but not required, except on school buses and in school health offices, where masks will be required at all times. Mulvey says they are continuing to monitor the guidance and will provide updates. He also says there were zero positive COVID-19 cases for the 5 weeks of summer school that concluded last week. Close to 3,000 students participated in one or more academic and enrichment programs. He says free weekly COVID-19 pool testing will continue into the new school year. Mulvey also reports that elementary school bus transportation has been restored to include students who live 1.5 miles or more away from the Bernazani, Lincoln Hancock, Southwest, Clifford Marshall, Point Webster, Marymount, Montclair, and Squantum schools. The distance had been increased to 2 miles last year due to the pandemic. The Quincy Conservation Commission has approved a proposal for a new two-family home in a flood-prone area of Adams Shore. The commission last week approved of the plan by resident Lone Doan to tear down a shed and put up the two-family home on Jewett Street. Neighbors oppose that plan, saying it will lead to increased flooding and damage an old sewer line in the area. The area did experience severe flooding during storms in 2018. An engineer representing Doan said the project will include stormwater management and that it meets all FEMA requirements. Conservation Commission members said the project would not increase flooding in the area. It still needs zoning board approval. Boston police are searching for a suspect in connection with a deadly stabbing in Roxbury. Police officials say the stabbing happened at about 8:30 yesterday morning on Pearson Street near the corner of Mass Ave. Officers found a man suffering from an apparent stab wound at the scene. He died later at a hospital. He has not been identified. Investigators were seen searching the stretch of road between warehouses. There were multiple evidence markers and clothing strewn in the middle of the street. No weapons were spotted on the ground. State police are searching for a man who stabbed another man in the chest during a road rage incident. This happened Saturday afternoon on the VFW Parkway near Center Street in West Roxbury. The man who was stabbed was taken to Brigham and Women's Hospital and has since been released. The suspect fled the scene. Troopers are still searching for him and his vehicle. The suspect vehicle is described as being a black Cadillac CTS sedan with the word Cadillac in large silver or white letters on the front hood and rear of the car. Anybody with information is asked to contact state police. Authorities have now identified the passenger of a scooter who was killed in a crash near the Logan Express facility in Braintree. Last Thursday, emergency crews responded to a reported crash on Forbes Road just before 6:30 last Thursday evening and learned that a Toyota Camry and a Suzuki motor scooter had collided. The driver of that scooter, a man in his 30s, was taken to South Shore Hospital, but his passenger, 27-year-old Acacia Sade Cyprian from Dorchester, was pronounced dead at the scene. The conditions of both drivers have not been released. The crash is still under investigation. A woman and her dog were killed yesterday morning during a house fire in the Centerville village of Barnstable on the Cape. Neighbors reported blackened windows and smoke coming from the house on Harrison Road. When firefighters arrived at the single-story house, they rushed in, pulled the woman from the building. Rescuers performed CPR on the victim. She was rushed to Cape Cod Hospital, but did not survive. Crews later found that a dog had died in the fire as well. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. An 8-year-old Marshfield boy whose love of Aquaman prompted a video chat with a Hollywood star has died of brain cancer. Danny Sheehan died shortly after midnight yesterday. Dandy was diagnosed with pinoblastoma, a rare and aggressive form of brain cancer, in January of 2017. While taking holiday pictures last November, photographer Corey Taylor surprised Dandy with an Aquaman action figure and got an amazing reaction. Dandy's reaction caught the attention of actor Jason Momoa, who portrayed the superhero in the films Justice League and Aquaman. Momoa FaceTimed with Dandy and shared some of their conversation on his Instagram page. The actor also sent Dandy several gifts, including an Aquaman trident. In June, the Boys and Girls Club of Marshfield unveiled a mural celebrating Dandy's love of Aquaman. Dandy was also sworn in as a Marshfield police officer by Chief Phil Tavares in July of 2019. The same year, he was named honorary captain of the Marshfield High School baseball team. Tommy's Place founder and president Tim O'Connell has dedicated a room to Dandy at the Falmouth Vacation Retreat for Children Fighting Cancer. And the room's decor is inspired by Dandy's favorite things: candy canes, french fries, race cars, guitars, sharks, pizza, and of course, Aquaman. Sharon and Randolph police arresting a man who they say stole $43,000 from three people on the West Coast were running what they described as a Social Security number warrant arrest scam. Last week, a woman in Washington State called Sharon police saying she'd fallen for a scam. She told them a person claiming to work for the Social Security office by the name of Stephen Whip instructed her to send $23,000 in cash overnight to the Shaw's supermarket in Sharon. The box was addressed to a Lewis Edgar. During the investigation, police found another package with $10,000, also addressed to Edgar at the Sharon Shaw's, from a victim in Santa Barbara, California. The victim reported the theft to police, and the suspect is now charged with multiple felonies. He allegedly admitted to also picking up a package at a Walgreens in Norfolk earlier that day by using the same name. It contained $10,000 cash from a third victim who lives in San Francisco. Police said they found an additional $83,000 in cash inside the suspect's vehicle. Anybody who may have experienced the scam is asked to contact Sharon or Randolph police. Hundreds of players and thousands of supporters hit the field in Weymouth on Saturday for a soccer tournament in honor of a fallen police sergeant. The Sergeant Michael Chesna Memorial Soccer Jamboree and fundraiser was canceled last year because of the pandemic, but 70 teams came out this year to play ball. A Brockton man was charged with shooting and killing Chesna and 77-year-old Vera Adams after Chesna responded to reports of an erratic driver in 2018. Chesna was a husband and father to two children, and his own parents say they still think of him every day. Half the money raised at the Jamboree will be split between the Chesna Family Fund and the Love for Lindley Foundation, which supports families affected by childhood cancer. The other half will go to scholarships for students pursuing a college degree in criminal justice or in related fields. It was a busy day for volunteers at Cradles to Crayons. On Friday, teams of volunteers stuffed school supplies in backpacks, which will be given out to kids around Massachusetts. This fall, the group is giving out 65,000 backpacks free of charge. The volunteers also sorted through gently used clothing, which will go to Cradles to Crayons community partners. For more information, visit cradlestocrayons.org/Boston. Jack of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 144 points on Friday. The NASDAQ fell 59. The S&P rose 7. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher today. The dollar was lower. The euro higher. Oil down to just over $66 a barrel. Sports, a disappointing loss for the Red Sox to Toronto, losing 9-8. Boston is back home tomorrow night at 7:10. We'll open up a series with Tampa Bay. The National Weather Service forecast for today: look out for a scattered shower. and a rather muggy with a high around 80 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a humid, a low 65. Tomorrow, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Again, highs in the low 80s, turning very hot and humid here. By the middle of the week, could see an isolated thunderstorm with highs Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday into the low 90s. With a boater today, waves about a foot, light northeasterly winds, high tide just before 1 p.m. Sun rose at 5:45, sets 7:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 9th.